What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy Friday to you all. It's a special Friday broadcast of Psychic View. I'm booked for an event all day tomorrow on Saturday, so I won't be able to actually do my program live tomorrow. So we're doing it today, and I'm glad that y'all have found me here on the program. So I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from area code 702. And here we go. All right. Hello, 702. What's your first name?
Good morning. My name is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. What's your question today?
Well, I've been working very hard of late on my career. Got a lot of focus. And put a lot of effort out into the universe. And I've got a lot of things in the hopper. And I was kind of hoping if you could give me a quick rundown, potentially what my career path is going to look like, or potentially of the effort I've extended, what may be coming my way.
Okay. So here's the thing. I just drew your cards, and you have a minor and major version of a particular card that's called participation. So in traditional tarot, this is the Four of Wands, which is a reason of celebration connected with work. It's also a card that talks about there are three other key people around you that are part of your brain trust. These are people that you can rely on, that you can count on, that that will help you just because they're connected with you, and you do the same for them. So it feels very mutually beneficial. It would be like if you knew someone that worked for a company and you were amazing at, say, and this could be one of your clients, but let's say there's this one particular organization that you bake fresh cookies for every week, right? Or every month or whatever it is, and you bring these homemade cookies, and they've learned to expect your homemade cookies, right? And I wonder if you talking to someone that might be in charge with you doing this, it's a benefit that you do ongoing with them. I wonder if you talk to the person in charge and ask them the question, not how other people might benefit from your business, but how other people might enjoy your cookies. So it's a different way of asking for the business. But here's the thing, is that every time this particular person sees you, you always represent something fun or engaging or lovely for them. It's like you always represent a sweet surprise. And I almost wonder if the sort of sweet surprise vibration is the thing that actually creates a bit of an epiphany for you. So the next card is actually talking about this epiphany vibration, that you finally get the idea that it really is about sprinkling niceness all over the world, or all over your world, and that whatever those sprinkles fall on could turn into something fantastic for you. But so that's the minor version of the card. Then you've got this epiphany card. Then you've got this card that is called integration. And it means that you start pointing your vibration into areas you normally don't point your ship to. But this would be a whole different vibe of people. And it may be that you start targeting associations instead of necessarily targeting specific companies. So you might find out if there's a legal association where you live, and that you turn around and you actually show up at the luncheon and give everybody at the luncheon a free toothbrush or a free cookie or a free something, all right? So it or free eye drops. You know, I gave this idea to a gal, and she met the guy she married by doing this. So there are those long bike rides that people do, and here in Vegas they have the Viva Bike Vegas, I think the Tour de Summerlin, I think, is coming up in about a week or so. And what she did is she decided to hand out her business card with one of those little disposable eye drop vials connected to the business card. And about halfway through the race, she set up a little table, and 50 feet in front of her table, she said, "Free eye drops." So all these people were coming by and getting the free eye drops. Well, she ended up handing out her card. Now, she was in real estate, so, you know, anybody could call her connected with real estate. But a lot of the people that do the bicycling, a lot of the men and women that do bicycling, do it because they want to keep in shape, and they're usually very professional, or they're retired or whatever. Anyway, but that's how she met her fella, is because she was handing out these eye drops. So I wonder if you're going to start doing things a little bit more naturally creative for you. And then the next two cards are talking about letting go of what's not working for you. And it says here you've had kind of a bit of a kick in the teeth about what's not working for you lately. And so you finally got the lesson. You're learning the lesson. You've learned the lesson. And so so what's interesting is that you know, it's funny because your number came up on the queue, and I'm going to text you the cards that you got because your number came up. So I'm sitting here thinking that I got to text that to you after my program's over, because I want you to see what I'm seeing. But this is literally you finally letting go of what's not working for you to actually embrace the things that you do really well, and that you celebrate the things you do really well. So, did that help?
Yeah, thank you. So, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
All right.
Have a wonderful
day. Thank you for the call. All right. Thank you. Okay, bye now. All right. I've got somebody here. Oh, another 702. Hello, 702. Who's this?
This is Joanne.
Oh, hi, Joanne. What's your question today?
Well, I'm kind of worried about my financial future. Can you tell me what to expect?
Okay. So I have to tell you a big universal secret about worrying about money. When you worry about money, when you worry about anything, it's like you're agreeing with the universe that the worry is normal, all right? So when you worry about money, you cut the flow of money off. Now, I have to tell you, if you wanted to get a job right away, and you're in Vegas, so I'm going to refer this to you, okay? And it doesn't matter if you only work there for a few months. It's just you finding something to do, because you do better when you're in structure, Joanne. When you have something to do and something to get up to do every day, you're better when your life is structured, okay? So there's a couple of companies here I'm going to suggest to you. One of them is called Ascent, and Ascent Talent and this is a nationwide company, so anybody listening that's looking to, you know, supplement their income, or, you know, just maybe work a few days a week but make some decent money when you're doing it. I know that sounds like the dream job, right? Well,
yeah.
Ascent Talent, ASCENTTALENT.com, AscentTalent.com. This is gig work. The work is super easy, all right? And we know that you're very pleasant when you're interacting with people, right, Joanne? People love you when they meet you, right? So one of the things that you do is you sign up for Ascent Talent. They're going to want a picture of your face and a picture of your full body, because sometimes they supply you with T-shirts or whatever. But the kind of work that is connected with this is registering people for trade shows. It's standing at the door of an exhibit hall and making sure someone has a badge to get in the exhibit hall. It's standing in the hallway and holding one of those big signs saying, ask me anything, right? It's very easy work, and they pay, are you ready for this? Between $25 and $80 an hour, depending on how last minute it is and depending on how complicated the actual job is. I saw one come by my radar for CES, you know, the Consumer Electronics Show, and they were paying $80 an hour because they needed two people at the last minute. So their salespeople got sick, so they needed someone with some technical, you know, background. But the thing is that that's the first place I'm going to recommend. The second place I'm going to recommend.
Let me ask. I need to work from home. That's
okay.
My problem.
Well, you still might be able to get something through them that way, all right? The other thing would be call center work, all right, which is the next place I'm going to refer you to, which is TELUS International. They may allow you to do calls from home, all right? The other thing you would probably do really well is working part-time for a travel agency, because the 98% of that work is done just from a computer, and you can do that from home, all right? But the way these cards are coming up. Oh, you have?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, then my recommendation would be for you to jump online, because I see American Express Travel looking for people all the time.
Okay.
So if you have experience doing that, they pay pretty decent. You get to work from home, and it's also a major company. So here's the thing. The way your cards are coming up is there is a job out there for you. You just have to open the door for it. The way the cards are coming up is that you've been in the habit of things not working for you, so you think that's how it's going to be moving forward. The second card here is talking about working your political environment to your benefit. So it may be that you reach out to someone you used to work with that you liked and liked you that helps you get a job. The next card's talking about there's a door that's unlocked in front of you. You just have to turn the knob. Coincidence is your best friend, which that's why I think you might know the person that ends up hiring you. And the last card is saying you get to release the burden of being worried about money. So the cards are saying there's a job here for you, and it's saying that you can have the job as quickly as by May, which is only a few weeks away.
Okay.
All right, Joanne, got to let you go. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Thank bye you. Now. Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 682 area code. Let me get them on there. Hello, 682. Who's this?
Hey, this is Mike.
Oh, hi, Mike. What's your question today?
So on Tuesday, I just got hit with the news. My company dissolved our market here in my area. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah, like complete shock to everybody. Pretty much, bye-bye. Thank you for working here. So just wanted to kind of see what the future looks like for me moving forward with things.
Okay, there's hold on. I got to tell you, your cards are coming up so positive that I may have to find a way to get the picture of these cards to you. So I'll figure that out later. Or maybe you can email me when my program's over through my website, mona.vegas. But you have amazing cards here. These cards are literally talking about how you're being set free. You're being set free. This is huge for you. So the first card is talking about there's a dark-haired, dark-eyed man that is actually, I think he's a developer or a builder or a big owner of a company. I think he's very big at what he does. And he could even be somebody that's very successful in real estate. And what I keep getting with you is that this is the guy that ends up hiring you. So he owns a company. I don't even care what the company is. But what I'm getting is that when he meets you, it's like you're the perfect fit for what he needs to get done. The next three cards talk about the political firing or letting go of your the fact that you're not working at this company anymore. So the card you have a card that's called Awareness. It's in my deck. It's called Awareness. In traditional tarot, it's called the Chariot. All right. Now, you have it reversed, which means that the political environment where you were working basically worked against you. That it wasn't how hard you worked. It wasn't that you brought harmony to chaos. It wasn't that you did a great is or is not the fact you did a great job. It was political. So I think what happened was is that whoever the big people were looking at all of the different offices and said, well, yeah, that one is doing great, but it's not doing as great as we want it to, so we're going to close it, right? So it wasn't really anything personal. It was political at a level that was way above you, all right? What's really cool about this, though, is I keep getting this feeling that you've been set free from something that you would have stayed at as long as they kept you there. You probably would not have looked for another job or another opportunity. But I'm telling you, the new opportunity that's going to come to you, and this is saying within 3 weeks, this new opportunity is coming to you. And it is so big that you wouldn't have even looked at this opportunity had you still had this other job, right? So it says here that you get to follow your heart and do something you really like. And that the biggest thing I want you to lead with when you're talking to anyone that you might get hired by is I want you to say you're amazing at herding cats, that you are amazing at bringing harmony to chaos. You're very good at getting right to what's most important in the moment, and you're very good at saving them money, okay? So you say those three things, that you're great at herding cats, you're great at harmony to chaos, and that you're great at saving companies money because of the relationships that you've developed. But the man that's going to hire you, dark hair, dark eyes, and he's incredibly successful and probably has an amazing reputation in the city that you live in. But the conclusion card, which is why I know there's a job coming to you, it's connected with the number 21. So it's either around the 21st of the month, which I think falls on a Sunday, so it might not be on a Sunday, or it's within the next 3 weeks, or by the 21st of May. There's something about the number 21 that you end up getting the dream job. So it's not a job. It's the dream job. So when you look at the idea that you've been set free and you don't have to do this old job anymore, that now I actually want you to look on the internet for maybe successful people that happen to be a man and have to have dark hair and dark eyes. Because this guy here is incredibly successful. I mean, he might be a guy that owns a whole bunch of office buildings, right? Might even own a whole bunch of residential. And he's looking for someone to actually be the on-site property manager and facilitator for all of these properties. So you end up being the guy that ends up being the project manager for any repairs or any vendor negotiation that goes along with that. In other words, you go from this job, which I would definitely put on your LinkedIn profile how you were in charge and that you led several complicated projects, okay? Because what it's saying is this guy that you end up getting hired by is someone that not only do I think he's incredibly ethical, he's amazingly successful. And it's because he's ethical that he's successful. That's who you're going to work for next. But these are very powerful cards. And, you know, Michael, the best thing that could happen to you is what's happened to you.
Okay.
So there you go. All right.
Well, thank
all right,
you so
friend.
Much, Mona.
Thanks for the call. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. I'm going to go to area code 214. Hello, 214. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. What's your question today?
Hi. I wanted to see what's coming up for me in work. I have a full-time job, and then I also have a side hustle.
Okay. Hold on. Wow. So, okay, there's a worry about money card that's coming up here, and it is we got to get out of the vibration of worried about money. Okay, you just gotta stop that. You figured it out. You'll always figure it out. The resources will be there. Sometimes at the last minute, you got to stop that. All right. The funny thing is that I actually think that your side hustle is going to be something that makes you a lot of money or gives you a lot of recognition within the next couple of years, but it's not now. It's not that you're not participating in it and working on it, but it's talking about creating the foundation. So your side hustle down the road will make you good money. But what it's saying here is that you're not going to give up your day job right now, okay? But what's really interesting about your cards is that you have the most powerful card anyone can get in a reading in my deck of cards. So I use the Osho Zen Tarot deck, and this deck is absolutely amazing because every card brings you to a sense of awareness, all right? So you have the extra card in my tarot deck, and it's called the Master. It is the first card that I picked when I picked your five cards to do your little spread right now. And what it means is that it's a direct line to spirit for you. So you end up having this vibration where it feels like spirit is constantly feeding you information and constantly talking to you. And this is also where you ask spirit for what you want. So it's a beautiful vibration for you to be open to the idea that the universe is providing you with divine timing right now. So, but this card is the most powerful card in the whole deck. It also means you can handle anything that comes down the road to you, all right? Then there's this card called We Are the World. And in traditional tarot, this is the Ten of Pentacles. It means family helping you in some way. So where I don't see you helping other family members with, like, favors or even trying to loan them money or even thinking about loaning them money, it's more of the reverse, that there may be people out there that feel like they owe you in some way. So it's time for you to call in your favors. And in particular, I don't know who this man is. Now, this could be the man that you work for right now, but he's somebody that's in a very uncomfortable place. And what it's saying here is maybe you present him the idea that he has to call in the favors with people that owe him. So it's interesting because you have a way of presenting the truth to people without pissing them off. All right, so I'm sitting here looking at your cards because the next card is the happiest card in the whole deck. So in my deck, it's called Innocence. In traditional tarot, it's called the Sun. All right, it's the happiest card in the deck. It's the happy marriage card. It's the happy work card. It's the happy love card. It's the contentment card right next to a card of worried about money. All right, so that's why I'm giving you the vibration. Stop worrying about money. That's going to work out. I'm not worried about it for you in the long run. And it seems like instead of you doing any sort of knee-jerk reaction connected with money, I want you to see what flows into place for you. Because according to these cards, I actually do see some sort of money coming to you by the end of the month that really helps. But the, again, I got to go into that vibration that the more you worry about money, the more it you cut off the flow of it. But I want to go back to the card that I think represents your boss right now. So there's in traditional tarot, and by the way, three out of the five cards I picked for you are major cards with the fact that you got this huge card that's the extra card in my deck, which literally means taking a gentle spiritual approach to everything. But the card that's called the Rebel in traditional tarot is a card called the Emperor, right? It's somebody that I could actually say does things his way, all right? Right way, the wrong way, and his way, all right? Well, you've learned how to work with his way. You've also learned how to be able to talk to him without pissing him off because you've already proven to him that you're on his team. So this would be the fellow that you really want to express your truth to, because and the way to do it is to ask him, well, you know, I remember when I was in kind of a tight spot and I remembered all these people that owed me favors. And then I just made phone calls and called in those favors. If you could give him that message, he would probably respond to that very positively, because there are people out there that owe him, you see? So while you're doing the job, you know, you're very disciplined, you're doing what you need to do, this is actually a very good job for you, and you're probably going to work this job for the next couple of years. So once you just make that decision that the side gig is going to happen, the side gig is going to develop momentum. It says here, though, your day job will be something that it will take you less and less hours to do down the road and actually will make you really decent money. Does that all make sense?
It does, because if I get locked into, this is still kind of a new role for me. So once
right.
I get locked in, it's very manageable. The volume of it, it's very manageable.
Right. Well, again, you also have to manage your boss, who can be a bit willful and sometimes impulsive, but we don't want him to think that you are. See, the more pragmatic you are, the more harmony you're bringing to his chaos.
That makes perfect.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, Michelle. Thanks for calling in.
Thank
bye
you.
Bye now. Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.
Your word is formaldehyde.
Can you use it in a sentence?
As you're sitting in your basement, you hit your vape, but then your mom walks in, freaks out, and starts listing the toxic chemicals you could be inhaling into your body, like formaldehyde, which she singles out because it's the same chemical used to preserve your Uncle Rico's funky-smelling taxidermied fox. Formaldehyde. Vaping can expose you to toxic chemicals like formaldehyde. No need to spell it out any more than that. Brought to you by The Real Cost and FDA.
At CubeSmart, we believe in storage that puts you first. That's why our team of storage experts is there for you in person, on the phone, or online to help you find the space you need. Get storage that puts you first with CubeSmart Self-Storage. Rent online and move in today.